The City Quick Connect podcast is brought to you by the Municipal Association of South Carolina.
Hey everyone, this is Russell Cox, editor of the Municipal Association of South Carolina's Uptown publication, and today we have our Main Street South Carolina people here for the first time in a good while. Jenny Bulware, Main Street South Carolina manager. Jenny, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having us.
And we also have with us Jonathan Eyrick. Jonathan is the staff associate for Main Street South Carolina. Jonathan, welcome. You've been on the podcast before. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Russell. I appreciate it.
But having said that, Jenny, I'm looking across this table and there's two Main Street South Carolina people here. At one time, it was just you. So what's happening there?
You can't see this on the audio, but I am beaming ear to ear because we have expanded. Jonathan joined us this summer as a new staff member assisting with Main Street work across the state. Mm-hmm. This is a critical move for us to be able to do more work and mm-hmm. reach more communities.
I've been seeing all sorts of things that you were getting into that you were not getting into before now that there are two of you.
Yeah, this is a dangerous pace that we're approaching. Jonathan often will say, all right, hold up, Jenny. Let's talk about this a little more before you say yes. Because he knows I say yes a lot and we figure it out at the end. But no, Jonathan has joined us from Main Street Lawrence. He was mm-hmm. the executive director there for 17 years. Mm-hmm. So he knows the ins and outs of Main Street programming, our peer Main Street communities mm-hmm. across the state, and the small business interaction. Those are key pieces of the work that we do.
Jonathan, I don't think I've done anything for 17 straight years.
It was very rewarding, something mm-hmm. that I really enjoyed. Of course, Lawrence was my hometown. So, mm-hmm. And I thoroughly got wrapped up and bought into the Main Street idea early on when mm-hmm. I was working at a local retail store there in the downtown. And saw the value of the Main Street, obviously saw the value of downtown. I actually live in downtown as well. Mm-hmm. So seeing our communities across the state prosper and take the four-point approach that Main Street does really means a lot to me. And so I'm excited about being able to work at the state level with all the communities across the state that are doing this work and hopefully bring in more communities as well. And jokingly, too, talking about Jenny being so excited, I've told this story a couple of times, but before I was actually hired, she said, I had been hired, but I was not officially on yet. And she's like, I'm going to start sending you some emails. And I said, Jenny, I can't access that email yet for MASC. That's okay. I'm going to send you some. So my first day here, when I opened my email, there was like 50 emails from Jenny of all these different things we need to get going on. So welcome to the new role. But it's been exciting. I'm super excited about what Main Street South Carolina has going on, including what we're going to be talking about today. The We Shop SC mm-hmm. is a great new program, and we're excited to get this launched and all the other things that we're working on.
You know, that, of course, is what we are here to talk about is We Shop SC. But I think I mentioned that Main Street hasn't been on the podcast in a while. I think it might be useful to step back a little bit for any of our listeners who are not aware. What is Main Street South Carolina?
Excellent question. Main Street South Carolina is the technical assistance program housed at the Municipal Association focused on economic development. We've been in existence since 1983, so this is the year we celebrate our 40th anniversary. Mm-hmm. We currently work with over 30 communities across the state, ranging in populations of 300 to almost 40,000. And our focus is providing resources mm-hmm. and guidance on best practices in downtown management. So we're looking at the four-point approach, which Jonathan mentioned. Main Street is dope. So we focus on...
Is that an acronym?
Yeah, it's a goofy one, but okay. It's one that people can remember. So Main Street is dope. D stands for design. Mm-hmm. So does downtown look good? Does it function well? Is it attractive? O relates to organization. Mm-hmm. So who are the partners? No one entity can be leading this. It's all about partnerships, public and private. P relates to promotion, and this is not just special events, although we lean in heavily into events because we want to draw people downtown to get them familiar with downtown's offerings, but we're also working to promote the downtown district as a destination. So mm-hmm. what is your brand? What is your message? What do you offer? What is different than your neighbors? And E relates to economic vitality. That's about your inventory. What is available downtown? What is your occupancy rate? 90% is fantastic. You know, if you have some vacancies, what types of vacancies are those? So mm-hmm. that when you have businesses that are looking to open in your downtown district, what's available to them? Mm-hmm. And being able to track that. Recognizing the power of the downtown district to drive investment. So that return on investment, when you're investing in that district, what does that investment bring back to the community for new businesses that have opened, rehabilitations that have taken place in the downtown structures, and the volunteerism? How many people are able to volunteer in that downtown district and make an impact in the programming that you offer?
So with those many goals in mind, I think we are at a great spot to talk about, gosh, Jenny, I have seen you get so excited for at least the last year on this. We Shop SC. What is it? Why did it come about?
So this was an idea that came about pre-COVID, but definitely heavily during COVID. We had major issues with our small business communities, small business districts, where we recognized that they weren't online. And so that wasn't the only option for community members to discover and support their small businesses, but they weren't visible online. And so we started to explore options about a marketplace that would allow for small businesses to engage and expand mm-hmm. their visibility. And so it came to fruition last May, when we had a conversation with leadership here at the association, and I pitched it to Todd, and Todd said, let's do it. Mm-hmm. So to have that leadership it's so supportive of this was really, really critical. And then we built out these relationships with the technology team, Beyond Maine, who mm-hmm. is based out of state, but they were already working in this space, and having a relationship with them to build a true marketplace that is statewide for South Carolina has really been a journey. And as you said, I'm super excited about this because it's happening.
Beaming,
right.
Beaming.
Jumping for joy. You know, we've been working on this for over 15 months now, mm-hmm. and we're going to be working directly in four counties, in the coming weeks to be in person and help mm-hmm. their small businesses get on this platform and participate. So, Jonathan, do you want to add to what We Shop is actually doing? What are we offering?
Well, just one thing, too, that we want to make sure that everybody out there realizes is that We Shop SC is open to any small businesses mm-hmm. in the state. So you don't have to be part of the Main Street program, but it is open to any small business across the state. And I think when I initially sat in one of the first meetings with the leadership group here at MASC, just to see their excitement about the program, I know that while we were talking about it, I believe Todd was on his phone looking up URLs that he could purchase. And that's where the WeShopSC.com came from, because he was like, oh, this one's taken. This one's taken. Mm-hmm. So to see their excitement from mm-hmm. that perspective as well, and then the fact that they've been so supportive of it and see this as an economic development tool for all of our communities across the state, shows the commitment that they have as well. So I'm excited about it. I think it can be huge for all of our businesses. And I think it's a great way for them to access more of the e-commerce type business for their brick and mortars.
So a short time ago, you had, because it is a online product, you had a virtual ribbon cutting for it. You had it
I
on
sure
Facebook
did.
Live. And I remember you, because I was standing in the back, I remember you were holding up examples of the kind of products that people can purchase through the small businesses. Can you talk about some of the kind, I know it's impossible to cover everything, but some of the kinds of businesses that have been coming on?
Yeah. So currently right now we have most of the businesses that have created free profiles. So every small business, we have hundreds of thousands across the state. We want them to create their free profile. There's no investment other than 10 minutes of their time to mm-hmm. create a profile of the business's offerings, their hours of operation. But right now, that's currently what we have mostly. Next week, we anticipate having over 20 or 30 different small businesses that will have full inventory. Mm-hmm. That inventory, we anticipate it ranging from, I always say, like little jars of honey. So if you are a farming business and you create honey, or you have a goat soap or those types of products, that's what we anticipate seeing. So celebrating South Carolina small scale manufacturers, to those folks that offer, boutique items. So maybe you have really cool clothing for men and women and children. Having those products available is really important. Seeing that inside your store, but also visually seeing it on a search online is helpful for, mm-hmm. for driving traffic. And then we're also looking at service industry. So maybe you are a doctor, a dentist, or an attorney. We want to see those types of businesses here as well. Mm-hmm. They're South Carolina businesses and they're small scale. And so having them be able to, create appointments, that's what this marketplace is going to be offering.
Okay, that last one is definitely a new one for me. So if you are a small business and, for example, let's say you're a small business who doesn't have a website, like signing on for this, how does that open things up for you that didn't exist previously? Like, what does it look like for you as a business?
So I think that using the WeShop SC platform, it gives those businesses that haven't had an online presence, it gives them easy access to that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a separate, there's nothing separate to manage like there is with a website where you mm-hmm. have to update your URL. You have to renew those every mm-hmm. year. So the WeShopSC.com is going to allow those businesses to have that online presence. They can do the free business listing, which means when people are searching, if they search the WeShop SC, they'll be able to look through those businesses that are listed there. They can contact them offline or via email, mm-hmm. Whatever type of information they have set up. But then for those that have branched out into the e-commerce, then they'll be able to directly go to them and shop. So mm-hmm. it serves as their website without all the back end stuff that they have to manage, because that is being done through the WeShop SC platform.
Mm-hmm. And from there, it's just package it up and put it in the mail.
Right. And not only that, we're not wanting to focus only on mail. We want this to also be a way for small businesses to remind their local neighbors that they exist and do curbside pickup mm-hmm. to offer delivery within a 1 mile radius. These are the types of things that you can determine for your own shop. So mm-hmm. your online storefront can be designed and curated specifically to what you can offer. And restaurants, you mm-hmm. know, restaurants can be a part of this. We have a gift card program that is available for small businesses. If they don't have inventory, they can participate in the gift card. So think about, you know, your parents that you want to gift them something for the holidays or for Mother's Day. You mm-hmm. can actually gift card a meal out at one of your local favorite restaurants.
You know, when we talk about the disruptions that occurred for small businesses during the pandemic and revealing the need for additional infrastructure for e-commerce, I very much remember that curbside pickup, as you mentioned, was for many restaurants a extraordinary lifeline during that time and here to stay. Apparently.
Here to stay, absolutely. You see, you know, your day-to-day activities, we've got lots of things planned throughout the day. And so if you can make an order, place an order through WeShop SC, if that small business is located there and say, I'd like to pick up at 4:30, you can do those types of things through this platform. You can include little notes in there to the small business owner. And the small business owner can actually add a note back to that customer purchasing or having an engaged conversation about what's available in that storefront.
So you have, as all of this has been rolling out, been having virtual sessions to raise understanding of how all of this works. And how many of those have you done as of this recording?
So we have been hosting weekly 30-minute call-ins for forever.
Yeah, almost since the beginning, honestly.
Yeah. So we really piloted the We Shop platform with our Main Street communities because that's where Jonathan and I work mm-hmm. and focus our attention. But also because we have this longstanding relationship with our Main Street communities, and they, in turn, have relationships with their small businesses, and we're able to say, have you thought about this? What about this? Why are we looking at it this way? So every week for 30 minutes, we've been devoted to those troubleshooting. What are you seeing? What are your issues? Mm-hmm. What's working well for you? And how have you onboarded your small businesses? So that's what's so great about the Main Street Network is that we can immediately have these conversations and we share successes and challenges. But for the purposes of us building out the awareness now, it's full throttle. We have had a series of hour and a half sessions with small businesses this past week. But those conversations have been really rich, listening to what the small businesses are concerned about. Mm-hmm. We even had one conversation where a business owner said, you know, at first I was really, really skeptical. Didn't know who you were and what this was and why you were calling me and why are you offering this? And then as I heard this whole gift unpackaged, this is exciting. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to be a part of it. So that is just thrilling to be at that stage. And so it's gonna continue to mm-hmm. take additional conversations, one-on-one time with small businesses. And once we have a critical mass of participants, those will be the champions to say, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, check it out. It's amazing. And we're all in this together. So.
Well, when you mentioned the person who came in with some skepticism, yeah, what I was getting at there is I imagine for some of our listeners right now, this will be their first time hearing about We Shop. So it might be informative to talk through some of the common questions you are getting in these sessions.
One of them is, who are you? because we
that's a very good question.
Right. So, you know, the human behavior right now is to go to key online shopping options. And we won't mention them here on this.
Very large
always
ones.
Check out WeShop SE. but, you know, our competitors, which are again, competitors, it's healthy to have that. We're not trying to challenge that space. Mm-hmm. We're trying to augment it and really look at that hyperlocal. You know, you've mm-hmm. heard that phrase heavily, hyperlocal. What does that mean? Well, that is what MASC and Main Street South Carolina is pushing, this platform for the small businesses. So who we are is, you know, a technical assistance program of the association, mm-hmm. Focused on supporting small business growth. And mm-hmm. that in turn makes all of our municipalities stronger. So that's one of the bigger questions. And then once they get that validation, additional questions are, so how do I do this? And so we've been having the Beyond Main team, again, who is our IT support team and partner on this, walk through the back end. Once you set up your profile, this is mm-hmm. how you add your images that help you curate that visible space of your storefront. How do you add your hours? You can include testimonials. And once the small business owners see that side of it, they'll say, oh my gosh, this is great. I have a dashboard where I can control my mm-hmm. inventory. All of, if you're already currently on Shopify, this platform integrates fully with that. So they talk to each other. Additional questions?
So a couple of the other questions from the small businesses, do I have to have a lot of inventory on hand? Mm-hmm. And you don't. This program is really set up because we're focusing on the small businesses. They can have two products on there or they can have 2,000 products on there. It's really up to them how they want to manage it, how much mm-hmm. staff they have. So it's really able to be scaled for their business model. One of the other questions is, again, because there's so much spam type stuff out there these days. So one of the features on here is if I'm a shopper on WeShop SE and there's a store that I would like to shop at who's not doing the e-commerce yet, I can click on that and say, I would like to shop at your store. And so we've had that happen a few times in some of the businesses listed. It was like, is this real? You know, or is this like a robot trying to get into my email? So there's some of those things that are just learning curves of this new platform that's being offered. And I think it's because it's never been offered, you know, in this scale before mm-hmm. to all the small businesses at one time. Mm-hmm. You've had, you know, individual businesses get emails from different companies that are doing something and they're wanting them to jump on board and run their e-commerce through them, but it's never been housed in one location before. Mm-hmm. And so I think think that's part of that learning curve that we're all working through together.
And one other thing I'll add too is, you know, what type of inventory, what can I put on there? There are some things that we do not allow on that site. So firearms, you cannot sell those types of products. You know, shirts that have derogatory messages, those types of things, which is no different than, a curated space, you know, making sure that we're all championing a stronger, healthy message. But I do want to encourage any municipality out there that's listening and those folks on those leadership teams. If you sell product that promotes your community, you know, you have some fun T-shirts or you have some stickers or koozies or mugs, this is a great platform for you to have your own municipal storefront that amplifies maybe that physical space that you have at City Hall. Or maybe you have so much inventory, you don't want people coming to City Hall to buy, you know, your new Tervis tumbler. This is a place for you to curate that and really build out your community brand.
Another point, too, about this is when we have had these questions come up from those participating in the site, the team with Beyond Maine has been really easy to reach out to. They've been very helpful in doing some one-on-one conversations. We've also participated in some of the merchant meetings with our Main Street communities. So they would get their merchants together. We were able to, again, pull in somebody from Beyond Maine team and have one of us there as well to go over the platform. And again, a lot of great questions. Again, going back to the marketing and how it all works. So I've been very pleased with the questions that the businesses have had and the interest from those businesses. It's been very encouraging to see so many different types of businesses that are reaching out and wanting to learn more about it.
We've talked about the enthusiasm and we've talked about marketing efforts. Jenny, I think this is the most branded swag I have seen.
Everything came in today too. So yeah, it's like Christmas in the office. So we received a grant. This has been another journey. That's part of, it's like We Shop SC 2.0. So you build the plane and now we need to tell people there are seats on the plane. And the way to do that is through marketing and training and validating that, you know, we are serving a greater purpose. Money that comes into this program, goes back to the small business. I'll get back to that in a minute. But this ARC grant that we received,
Appalachian Regional Commission.
That's correct. And so it's focused in the ARC region. And so this allows for us to really pilot and target engagement with that particular region. So it's manageable for the staff and for our Beyond Maine team, but we've been able to present the argument that we need product that allows for the brand message to lead and present itself into the community. So the small businesses will have totes that will be branded. So when they have customers coming in buying product, or if they ship something out the back door, there will be branded product that relates to that. We do have you know, staff shirts now, so we're official when we walk into any of the small businesses or host these workshops. Magnets, decals that are window clings. So if you are part of the We Shop SC network or platform, you can have this decal at your storefront window. And when you're closed, which, you know, everybody needs a break, when you're closed, people can scan that QR code and shop your storefront online and learn more about what you offer. So yeah, lots of branding material has.
I expect to get an email soon that says you've got to have your truck wrapped in the We Shop SC.
I have not. I have not thought about that. I actually dreamed about that recently.
Now you've put that out there.
Well, she did tell me we were going to have magnets on the side of our vehicles.
Yeah, because we're going to be traveling all over the state, visiting with our Main Street communities about other programming that we work on a regular basis, in addition to We Shop messaging. But those magnets might be a helpful tool on our vehicles.
So the ARC grant targets, as you say, four counties. What four counties are we talking?
So we are targeting specifically the what's called distressed counties. Do not think beyond that label. It's based on nomenclature at a federal level, but these are communities that have better opportunity for us to engage with small business development. And so we're going to be in Pickens County. We're going to be in Oconee County. We're going to be, Jonathan's laughing at me, Spartanburg County. And Every time, there's always one. Cherokee.
Cherokee.
Yeah. And so we're highlighting these four counties, and within each of those counties, we have a Main Street hub. So one of our Main Street communities will be the host of our workshops on site for each county. So we're looking forward to being able to be on site and in person. And we're going to be bringing what we call photo boxes or photography light boxes. 40 eligible businesses through this grant will receive a light box where you can better photograph your inventory. So say you've got coffee mugs or earrings or other products like that. This photo box creates a professional light studio for you to take better photos that will then be enhanced inventory on the website. And so we're going to be bringing a whole menagerie of branded items to support this program's advancement in that region.
And that is not to say that you're not pushing it in the remaining counties of the state.
Correct. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we're piloting, because of the grant, we are required to service those communities and those counties that are recognized in that grant proposal. But yeah, while we're in those communities, we welcome everybody. And then we hope to replicate this model of targeted engagement all across the state in segments that are manageable.
And we've also talked about, because we'll have a team of five people on site. There may be some opportunities for a few of us to break off and go into some of the neighboring communities for some of the businesses that maybe aren't able to come to those in-person meetings, just to introduce them to the WeShop program and do a little bit more outreach, sort of boots on the ground type work. But we'll have a group of five team members that'll be there all next week in that region.
Okay. What are the websites you've been in contact information you've been rattling off for people looking for more information?
WeShop SC, so WeShopSC.com is the core one. And you can just do a quick search of WeShop SC, and I think it'll go straight there. The Municipal Association's website as well features a series of links that connect back to the WeShop site. BeyondMaine.com is our partner, our IT partner, so you can also consult with them. Mm-hmm. And those are the core ones.
We've also used our social media.
Sure.
Main Street South Carolina's Facebook page and Instagram page. We try to do weekly posts on both of those about what's coming up with the WeShop. We also do posts every day about our program, the Main Street program, and what's happening statewide. But specifically, WeShop is at least every Friday, if not more often than that, so they can find more information about the newest things that are happening with the program through the social media channels.
Guys, that takes me through my list. What else is there to cover on WeShop SC?
I think just go out there and log on, sign up as a shopper. So that's another thing we want, is we want more participation from shoppers. So you can go to WeShopSC.com and log in as a shopper. So you just put your information in there. And then that way, once we get these businesses online, you're automatically set up and ready to start shopping in there. And we can build that community platform out as well. So that when the businesses are interested, they can go in and say, see, oh, well, we have these shoppers that are on here. We can see the interaction with these people already. And so we want people to go in and support that. If you're not a small business, go in and support it by signing up as a shopper.
And I will also note that, you know, the Municipal Association fully invested in this platform, which, again, is to be celebrated, because this is new. It's unique. We are one of a handful of states across the nation pursuing a marketplace of this magnitude. And I think I can make the claim that we're the only one in the nation that's offering this augmented e-commerce to brick and mortar. So it's not just e-commerce. It's to be a blend of the two. And I will say too that it's a commission free. So again, those small businesses that are investing, whether they're investing in a free profile or if they want to go into full e-commerce, that investment supports the platform. Those dollars are helping to build out additional technology that can better provide greater support for the efforts that we're developing. But if you do full e-commerce, there is an annual fee of $600. And when you break that down, it's essentially $50 a month. Again, no commission that is taken off of any of your inventory. You do have to pay postage and those types of things, and, you know, state taxes. But $600 for the year, you can have 10,000 items of an inventory. You can amplify everything. We have these testimonials and videos, and you can schedule out special events. You can do 20% off specials that, you know, if you, anything that's red that's in your inventory, 20% off today. You can do all of that. And if you want to just participate in the gift card program, it's $360 for the year. And again, think about corporate spaces in your community. Maybe you have higher education and the staff wants to do a group effort to support your community on the marketplace and provide gift cards to shopping downtown for the holidays or whatever. But again, free, sign up for free, both as a shopper and as a small business. Every day, I'm like a kid. I open up the WeShop app and I look at it. I'm like, oh my gosh, look, we got some more. And I didn't even know they existed. And so that is what is just really special about mm-hmm. this is, Jonathan and I travel across the state all the time, and staffers here at the association travel all across the state, and we every single day learn something new spatially about our communities, mm-hmm. but also, you know, these people, the people that are driving these small businesses and making them successful, making South Carolina so unique. It's just really the coolest thing, and it's wonderful to see them on WeShop.
You know, one thing that occurs to me is that both of you have been in the downtown economic development game long enough that you can remember a time that the phrase, this is for a blend of e-commerce and brick and mortar stores, that phrase would have been completely meaningless.
Yes, you are definitely validating our age for one. But I remember my first time, you know, get my first email address. Back when it was like Yahoo, and I still have Yahoo, but Hotmail. This is really new frontier, and to be on the front of that and having rich conversations with these professionals that offer this platform that help us navigate IT. I have the term like, what'd you just say? What does that mean? And how do I carry that message to the small business owners? But, you know, being able to develop this platform is really cool. And I'm excited to be able to shop all season long, all year long, mm-hmm. With all of these different shops in one shopping cart. You know, I could visit North Augusta, I could visit Camden online, make all of these purchases in one cart, and my Christmas is done. I'm ready.
This is going to be your entire Christmas list.
It totally is. Gift cards to everybody till we shop. Be prepared.
Yeah, the cool thing about the gift card program, too, is once you buy the gift card, it's available to be used at any of the businesses that are on there that are, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's in person or online. So you can use mm-hmm. that same gift card for any of the shops that are listed on the WeShop SC platform. So, yes, we'll be giving out a lot of WeShop SC swag and gift cards for Christmas this year.
That's exactly right. And you can, too.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining and talking about all of this. The enthusiasm is infectious.
It really is. Let me tell you, Jenny, you can't get excited about the program when you come into the office and Jenny hears you come into the office and she comes running down the hall to say,
scoots down the hall.
Yes, she does.
Absolutely.
Yes. She's trying to do it quietly, but she's so excited and she comes in, guess what's going on today? And so we've got new businesses that are happening, or the stickers have come in, or the bags have come in, or we're not in the office and the bags get delivered and she's disappointed because we're not there.
I can't see them.
So it's been really exciting to see her get so excited about it, which then also relates over to our businesses and everybody that's working with our small businesses, whether it's our Main Street directors at the local level, mm-hmm. the Beyond Main team that's going to be helping. You're right, it's certainly infectious, and I think it's infecting all of us in a good way.
Yeah. And what's so great too is it's real. You know, I started the conversation today about it's happening. Mm-hmm. And we're at that stage where it's not just a dream, an idea. It is truly unfolding. And you know, I anticipate thousands of small businesses being featured here. And so once we get to that stage, be ready.
Yes. If you're the 1,000th business to sign up on WeShop SC,
there's something special.
There
being
may
planned.
Be a balloon drop.
Right.
There.
Yes.
All right. Well, Jenny and Jonathan, thank you guys.
Thank you for the opportunity,
Russell,
to share.
The City Quick Connect podcast is one of several ways the Municipal Association keeps you informed of the opportunities and issues impacting South Carolina cities and towns. Learn more at www.masc.sc and stay up to date with the Association's latest happenings on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.